Well, we've got a few more questions. They're rolling in through text. We have got Carl, Money Munson, and Louisa listening in. They are listening.
Hello.
hope you're okay. They text me. Look, I had my phone next to me otherwise. We can hear you, and it's sounding great. I've got a question for Gemma. This is Louisa, by the way, sorry. My cat, Milo, has recently lost lots of fur on his back legs. We think it's due to a flea allergy, and he's being treated for them. Could Gemma ask Milo what he needs, please? Lots of love, Louisa and Carl.
I feel like it's something outside, and yeah, you can get fleas from being outside, but I feel like there's some sort of plant or something that's causing this. But it's only because when you mentioned it, I kind of got an image of him standing next to some greenery, and that was sort of, or possibly that interpretation could be that he needs something natural to remedy it. It's one that I've never come across before, so it might be worth looking into. Animals are always harping on to me about natural remedies. I didn't know much about it before I got into animal communication, but I feel like green is coming up quite a lot, so it's something natural that he needs. So sorry it's a bit vague, but maybe look down that route to help rather than the everyday flea treatment. See if there's an alternative or something that can work alongside it.
Yeah, makes sense, really. The thing is, a natural remedy makes sense anyway, because it's all like all natural ingredients. So you'd think it'd be more beneficial for them anyway, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, and there's a lot of sensitive animals come into the forefront, especially as I'm communicating more and more. You're getting a lot of animals that are sensitive physically, but also emotionally and spiritually, and they need treatment to coincide with that sensitivity. So giving them harsh chemicals isn't always the best thing. And I always say, don't take what I say at face value. If you feel you need to go to a vet, go to a vet. That should be your first point of call all the time. So please still go to the vet with any problems, but it's really worthwhile to look into alternative remedies as well, and just seeing what's out there.